It's exciting to get excited over something that is exciting.
Amen.
I mean, I watch people get excited over so much foolishness. Win a game. You know, they're doing this. I'm watching the screen, and I'm thinking, you know, I could go into a seizure any moment just watching this stuff. But they get excited when they win. Do you know that Jesus gets excited over you and me?
Amen.
That's something. Think about Jesus is excited about you. He loves you individually. Well, he loves me too, but he loves you, each of us individually. And he says to you and he says to me, I want you to understand this. Through my name, all things are possible because I am in you and you are in me. Don't worry about what the world says or what's going on around you. Look to the one who is in you. You and I happen to be the temple of Christ. Now, our building is really old, 1948. Our windows look like they were put in 1938. But that's okay. We'll get it all fixed. But this is a building that houses the church body. You and me. This building is not the temple of God, this physical building we're sitting in. You are. I am. I got my little part to play. You have your little part to play. God puts all the little parts together, and we make the body of Christ. But he takes every one of us. He said, I don't want any parts missing. I don't want you limping around because your little toe didn't show up. I want everyone showing up, and I want you to do your part. Well, what's my part? Whatever part God assigned you. God assigned you a part. Now, whether you all know this or whether you don't, whether it be Jude, I had Jude keyed to cry at the right time, and Mama's taking him out. I love children, and I love them in service. You all know that. Now, I know it aggravates some folks. Don't aggravate me at all. I tell them, bring them on. Sometimes it's the only way I know there's some kind of life going on. The babies are grinning, they waving, and they're winking, making faces, trying to give me, you know, the bump or the high five from back there, and they get excited. God says, when I enter you, when I give you life, I give you eternal life. I want you to understand it is through my Son that you have this life, and I want you to understand why I've chosen to do it this way. In each one of us, God has implanted his word. But he said, I want you to look at my word. I don't want you to depend on your mind, on your memory. The older we get, the more we understand why God does not want us dependent on our memory. He said, I want you to look at the fact. Read my word. Absorb my word. Hear my word. Proclaim my word. Walk in my word and you will walk in my protection. Concentrate on my word and you will find hope. You will find peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding. You see, that's what the world is looking for, whether the world realizes it or not. People are looking for peace. Look at your own life. Look at your own family. Look at your own situations. Well, there's enough hell going on in your life that you don't think that anything else can fit in there. And I don't even know you. I don't know the hell that's going on. But I read the book. And God says it's going on with every one of us. There's nothing going on in your life that is uncommon to everybody else. You thought the problems that you have, you're the only one that would have them. But then you talk to someone and you find out that everybody else has them. They just have different names. So God says, I want to give you hope. I want you to understand something. There is only one name by which an individual can be saved, can ever enter the kingdom of God, and that name is Jesus Christ. There is one hope, His name is Jesus. There is one direction, His name is Jesus. You see, I'm headed in the direction of Jesus. I'm going home soon. I get so excited. And God looks and God says, I'm going to use you until it's time to come on home. I want to be used. But I want to be used by God, not by people. By God. And God says, here's what I want you to do. Preach my word. Teach my word. Love my children. Do what I call you to do. Any of you ever find that everybody around you seems to want to suggest what you need to do? Well, now here's what you need to do in this situation. Doesn't work. You know why? Your situation's unique. It's unique. Unique to you. There's only one personality in your life that knows about that uniqueness, and His name is Jesus. So, only Jesus because. What a title, preacher. Well, what a Jesus, my fellow Christian. What a Jesus. Jesus loves me, and He loves you. And He says, listen, only I can do this for you. Because we have earned death. Only Jesus. Because I've earned death. I earned death. To earn means I had to work for it. I worked for death. I worked for sin. For sin is all in our life and through our life. And we find ourselves so often enslaved. We become a workaholic. For sin. And God says, only I have the answer. It's through my Son. So I send Jesus because payday someday. And the payment for sin, Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death once for all time. But the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. Free gift from God. I worked for sin. God comes along and He says, I'm giving you my Son. He's a gift for you for eternity. A gift that only God Himself can give. And He gave Jesus to you and to me. And Jesus says, I love you. And because you call on my name, I want you to know that death sentence you earned is abolished, done away with. You'll never die. You'll live with me forever. For you have accepted my gift, says God. My gift is the only gift that truly keeps on giving. I'm going to give to your heart. I'll always be there when you're down, when the weight of life, the burdens are so heavy, you don't think you're going to make it. I'll be there. Larry, if you can't walk, I'll carry you. I think that's sort of cool. I weigh a lot. And God says, you don't weigh too much for me. You don't weigh too much for me. I can lift you. Do you know God can bear every burden I have? Including some of you all. Every burden, He picks us up and He carries us. I love you. And I am afraid for our generation. Because I have watched a nation that's been given so much reject a God that loves us so much. Everybody keeps asking, what's our problem? What is going on? Why so much bitterness? Why so much hatred? Folks, we won't let God in any activity that's going on. Half the time we won't even let him get involved in church. Oh, we got to bring something from the outside so we can keep everyone entertained. Entertainment is short-lived, very short, and it gets boresome. I can listen now. I can listen to Big Bad John over and over again. Most of you all in here have no idea about Big Bad John, the song. And I was fine with it. I'm not allowed to play it much because nobody around me is fine with it but me. Get in my truck, lock the doors. But Jesus says this to you and me. I want you to know that I love you. I want you to be at peace. I want you to be at peace in all the trials and tribulations of your life. I know you earned death, Larry, but I have commuted that sentence. I have abolished the death penalty on your life. Not even a sin will be allowed to be brought in my presence. It will only be peace. It will only be mercy. It will only be grace. My goodness, folks, how good do I want it? Jesus, and only Jesus, because only Jesus would or could pay the penalty for me. Only he would or could. Oh, you think of a lot of people out there that could pay off all your debts. But would they? Jesus is the only one who would and the only one who could. 1 Peter 3, verse 18. Christ suffered for our sins. Once for all time. He never sinned. But he died for sinners to bring you safely home to God. He suffered physical death, but he was raised to life in the spirit. Only he could. Only he would. Actually, God looks at you and looks at me and he says, look, you weren't there at the beginning, the Garden of Eden. You did not commit the first sin. You were born into sin. I realize it's not your fault. But I realize also that the only hope is my son. God knew it before time began. The plan was set before anything was created. And that plan was this. His love for us, his creation, the most precious of all his creation. That's you and me. We can call each other precious and be scripturally correct. You're so precious. And that one sitting beside of you is not going to believe you mean it. But God does. God said, you're precious. I see the depth of who you are. I see the completed you. You and I are looking at ourselves in the mirror, and we see a mess so often. If you don't, then take the glasses off and look again. We're a mess. And you see someone there that you want to argue with. Right in that reflection. You know what God says? I see you complete. I see you complete. Perfect. Isn't it amazing that we have a God that looks at us as being perfect? Because he sees the finished product. The finished you. And he said, I'm going to send my son. And he's going to suffer for your sins. God says, I'm coming down myself, incarnate, God, in human flesh, because I love you. What's a lot of love, isn't it? And the Lord says, look to me. You want peace? I'll give you rest. You want to be able to walk in the flames of life, the storms that are raging out there? Don't you dare open that door and walk out there. If I'm not with you, don't you do it. Remember I told you all those years as prison chaplain that I learned to pray. And I realized before I'd go in those segregation units with the hardcore criminals, before I was going to go in certain cells, I knew if God ain't going, I ain't going. This chaplain is not going in there. I don't care what any of them said. When I knew to turn and walk away, I would turn and walk away. Because Jesus says, follow me. Do you see anywhere in Scripture where Jesus says, you go first and I'll follow you? No, you don't. Yet don't you watch us as human beings want to lead God? Lord, I got this figured out now. I'm saved. I know I'm coming to heaven. You sit back and watch me go. God is not going to sit back and watch you destroy your life. He is not going to sit back and watch you destroy His name. He is going to cause whatever it takes to pull you back because He loves you. He loves me. Larry, I'll let you go so far, but you're not going to go any further. Larry, I told you I love you. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. But do you know what happens to us? We leave and walk away from God and forsake Him. And yet, the promise from God is greater. He said, I'm not going to leave or forsake you. So there He is. Wherever you're walking, He's with you. Whichever direction you're going, God's there with you. Because you see, His Son lives in you. That's what makes you holy. Holy means set apart for God's service. That's what makes the difference in your life. You want your life put back together? Listen, folks, I've read the books, but there's none out there that is going to direct you to those special problems in your life. There's only a person that can do that. His name is Jesus. And He says, I will direct you. I will lead you. You know what He asks us to do? You follow me. All I want you to do, follow me. Not one time does He ever tell me to go out and fight a battle for Him. Yet throughout Scripture, He tells me, I want you to see this. I want you to see that. You notice that when my children would come up to the battle line and they would stop like I tell them to stop, they always saw me win the battle for them. All I'm telling you to do is to show up. I don't know whether you're paying a lot of attention. It was on again this morning about the decline of the churches, the decline of fellowship in the church. Churches are shutting their door because nobody comes. Do you know why nobody comes? Tell your pastor later. I'd like to know myself. And all of these wise folks, they don't get it either, obviously. But you have the psychologists that are saying, well, this is the reason. I majored in psychology. Freud and all the rest, Adler and all of them, I never could get along with long enough to study. So I had to get out. I cannot proclaim what is supposed to be true from individuals who obviously don't know the truth. And God says, then preach. Teach my word. God knows what He's talking about. He created me. He knows all the broken parts in me. Brother Randy, He knows all the burnout chips that are in my brain. He knows. And He said, I love you anyway. Follow me. Only Jesus, because He did pay. Only He could. He did. He did pay. We received God's promise. That's the pay. Larry, I know you're broken. I love you. I promised you this. I promised you that. And He's the only one that follows through on those promises. Galatians 3, verse 14. Through Christ Jesus, God has blessed the Gentiles with the same blessing He promised to Abraham. Who's a Gentile? If you're not a Jewish, you're a Gentile. Promised to Abraham so that we who are believers might receive the promised Holy Spirit through faith. I believe. Do you? I believe. The promise is given to the believers. The protection is given to the believers. I believe. Therefore, I receive. Nothing that I have earned. It's all by grace. Grace is unmerited favor by God. How do you fall? You can't fall from grace. I didn't earn it. How can I fall from grace when grace is a gift? I can have a bad case of the stupids, but I cannot fall from the power of the arms of Christ. God's got a hold of me. Now the world might slap me around. They might mess me up. But when it comes down to it, my Lord's coming for me. Now I want you to get this, Brother Randy. They couldn't hold Jesus in that grave. They put him there. They didn't even put a big rock there. They put a monstrous stone. Why, it even had the seal, Roman seal. Don't you dare break this seal. If you do, you will die. But God's son happened to be in that tomb. That don't make God happy. He's proud of what his son did for you and me. And God came looking for his boy. And God opened the tomb. And God brought forth his only begotten son. And his only begotten son will do the same thing for me and for you. Is Jesus coming? He's already here in the heart of every believer. But yeah, this body's got to go back to the dust. I ain't staying there. Because I got a Savior that's coming. He watched his Father do it. He knows how to do it. And he's going to put me back together just perfect. He knows my name. I made the list. I made the list. It's written in the Lamb's Book of Life, my name. Larry Pete, present. And he says, I want you to know something, Larry Pete. I want you to count it as though you're already here. Now, what's not to love? Why do I fear, or would I fear, the world? What are you going to do, kill me? Even in California, you're not allowed to eat them if you do kill them. You still got to bury them. Think of this. What's the world going to do to you that can outshine the sun and what he's already done for you? Even the grave cannot hold me. It's temporary, but I won't be there. I'm not sleeping in the grave. I'm with Jesus. Gene, we're going to be together. I'm going to be singing whether you like it or not. You're going to love it. All of us. We're brothers and sisters in Christ. We're a family of God. We need to act like it. Oh, I know we aggravate each other. Gosh, I got Nurse Helen. Watch it after my mother, 104 years old, August 29th. And there's not two people that can be at each other any more than me and my mother. And she will sit over there and laugh at both of us during the time. It's family. I still love her. And she loves me in her own way.
And she's still going for 16?
Yeah, she's going for 116, and I'll never live to see it. I'm telling you, folks, there's something more important about life than what this world offers. I love you. I will preach the gospel. I will tell you the truth. I'll fuss at your children. I'll love your babies. And I'll always give them the right direction. Because that's my calling. I am your pastor. And each of us united together, we represent the body of Jesus. And Brother Randy, it don't get better than that. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your gift, for your love, for your peace, for your mercy, for your grace. Father, you're the only one that truly does understand us. We don't even understand ourselves. We praise your name, Father, now. We open our heart to you for your direction, for your guidance. And we ask, Father, that as you touch our life, you give us the courage to stand strong for you. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.